Stephen Ambrose, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
All right, thank you. Where in the world do we find you this morning?
Sitting in sunny, hot Johannesburg.
Really?
Yes, but not for long, so all's good.
Okay, so let's talk about data, Stephen.
Yes. Well, it's always a hot topic.
I mean, no, we didn't know that.
100 times about how they steal your data and whatnot.
Yes, because they do. They sell me 40 gigs, and then they say, well, you know what? You have to use 20 of those gigs between 11 o'clock at night and 4 o'clock in the morning. You can only access 20 of those gigs during the day. Like, really? That's stealing. I want to determine when I can use it.
They do tell you that up front. They don't surprise you.
Stephen, if I say I'm going to take your Porsche, and I take your Porsche, it's still stealing, even if I did tell you up front.
No, it's like
you
it's
would
like
still be upset.
Mugging.
All right. So,
excuse me, ma'am. I'm going to take your data now.
That's exactly what they do. Okay, so tell me what's the story. What did ICASA say?
There is good news. ICASA, early on in this year, you may or may not. You know, there's so many mad events going on in this country. There's so much happening that people just quietly forget what happens. But in round about February, ICASA issued a whole new list of rules for data based on the complaints, like you've just mentioned. You buy data, end of the month it disappears. And the new rules were simply that data should not expire, and there should be a much more sort of consumer-friendly regime around buying data, about owning data, and about using data. Well, the good news is, now what actually happened at the time is that Cell C and then MTN landed up taking ICASA to court, saying we have to change far too many things in our systems in order to comply. We need more time. So instead of giving them more time, they decided to fight with them in court. And they settled as of yesterday. So finally, those rules will go into place. And ICASA has agreed that the new data expiry rules for all operators will come in force on the 28th of February 2019. And in summary, data will not expire nearly as quickly. They didn't prescribe to the networks how that data must last forever, because that is a bit much. But essentially, all data will be a minimum of 6 months that from the time you buy it, and you'll be able to transfer data between various subscribers on your network. Obviously, terms and rules apply. But the simple fact is that the days of you buying a certain data bundle and that data disappearing are gone. However, your scenario of getting extra data at night between 2 in the morning and 5 in the morning will
remain.
It's
not extra. It's part of the bundle. It's part of the bundle. It's not extra.
Well, yes, but it's an offer that they make. So let's say you buy a gig and they say, well, I tell you what, you can have an extra gig between 2 and 5.
No, it's 40 gigs.
Cost.
No. You're buying 40 gigs, but the T's and C's is that you can only use 20 gigs during whatever day, and then another 20 is available between 11 p.m. and 5.
Well, I think you need to complain to the new advertising body. I forget their name, because that's misleading advertising. In fact, you're buying 20 gigs, plus they're giving you 20 gigs free, ?, during a certain time. So the package is a total of 40 gigs. However, what you're paying for is 20 gigs. So it's more marketing than reality. But the good news is, and this is where the whole thing is coming to, Telkom, never known to be the consumer's friend in some ways of old, Telkom Mobile have implemented these rules as of today. So from the 27th of November, the new data rules on Telkom are in force. So what will happen? You can transfer data between pretty much any Telkom subscriber. So if you've got 10 gigs and you want to give someone 1 gig, up to 1 gig a day you can transfer. You can transfer that free of charge between Telkom users. The other thing is that the validity of that data is now up to 6 months, depending on the bundle. But essentially, from 25 meg up to 1 gig bundles, that data will not expire for 6 months minimum, which is great. I mean,
Steve, I just wanted to ask you
packages, and it'll keep accumulating for 6 months expire. So that's quite a big deal.
Steve, I wanted to just also find out from you, Telkom, have they sorted out the issues around people wanting to cancel their lines?
No.
And not being able to?
No. I have the same problem personally, funny enough. But no, not yet. Well, they have created a task force and they have started implementing a system. So the best thing to do is to try to cancel electronically online. And if you don't have a profile, you can create one through their website. However, their online portal is without question one of the worst experiences on the internet you could ever imagine. It is madly confusing with absolutely no way to know where you're navigating. But essentially, you can cancel through that mechanism, and it does work pretty quickly. Alternatively, they have I don't have that number handy because you sprung that on me, but you can call their call center, and they have got a task team to assist in canceling, which is quite interesting. So thanks for ruining the good news with something more challenging.
Oh, well, I think it's quite realistic.
It is realistic, and it is a problem. I mean, it's crazy that you should be able to. It's like Alice in the Looking Glass. You never know where you're going.
Yeah. Well, I think we're seeing where Telkom's been and where Telkom's headed. Thank you so much, Stephen Ambrose. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
All right, God bless. Bye-bye.